Matthew 23, verse 23. You, what you scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, you clean the outside of the cup, but the inside is full of dirty things. But you clean the outside of the cup. That means your external life is clean. Your inner life is corrupt. I'm not talking about that now. But here is a good certificate that Jesus gave about the Pharisees. Your external life is clean. You got a good testimony. So what are the two things he said about the Pharisees? Good things. Your doctrine is absolutely right. Your external life is clean. I want to say to all of you sitting here, if your doctrines are absolutely right and your external life is absolutely clean, you could be a Pharisee sitting here. Have you ever thought of that? Sometimes we glory in the fact we've got the right doctrines in CFC. Our external life is so clean, nobody can find anything wrong with us. We don't cheat, we don't steal, we don't harm others. Our external life is clean, our testimony is good. We may be just a bunch of Pharisees sitting in our church. Because the inner thing is what God sees. And so I said there's this external type of Christian who's only taken up with doctrines and my external life must be good, everybody must see me as a good person. And then there's another type of Christian who says, I'm not happy with just that. I want the inside of the cup to be clean. I want my inner life, my thought life, my attitudes to people, the motives with which I do things, not what I do. What I do is my external testimony, but the reason with which I do things, which God sees. I want to judge myself if I preach and sought honor for myself. That people don't see. I want to judge myself if I sang or did some ministry and sought some honor for myself. What I did was a good thing, but it was corrupt before God because I sought honor and I cleansed myself. That's the inward type of Christian. And I want to say that every single person sitting here belongs to one of these two categories. And you know which one you are. You are an inward type of Christian if you are cleansing yourself of wrong thoughts all the time. Wrong attitudes to anybody, believer or unbeliever, attitudes which nobody sees, wrong attitudes towards other brothers. Elders have wrong attitudes to other elders. Brothers have wrong attitudes to other brothers. Husband and wife, wrong attitudes. Nobody there, they smile and look all right on the outside, but wrong attitudes. If you can keep wrong attitudes in your heart to a single human being, I want to say you're an external type of Christian. You're a Pharisee. Your outer cup is clean. You haven't seen the inner life of Jesus. So, an inward type of Christian is concerned about his thoughts and his attitudes and his motives. Because he knows that God looks at the heart and not at the outside. And he also knows that when Christ comes back, let me show you 1 Corinthians 4. When Jesus comes back, we know we're going to stand before him for judgment, all of us. And when we stand before him for judgment, what is he going to judge? Isn't it good to know right now? My brothers and sisters, you young people who go to schools and colleges, supposing you were given the question paper 1 month before the examination. Not by bribing and cheating, not by those methods, but openly. The examination authority says, we'd like you to have the question paper 1 month before the examination. Wouldn't you be delighted? Well, you clever people may not be, but I would be delighted if I got the question paper 1 month before. And here's the question. The question paper is given here. When you're going to come to the final day of judgment, 1 Corinthians 4, Verse 5, don't judge other people now. That means don't give marks to people now. Wait till the Lord comes. Because when the Lord comes, there are two things he's going to bring to light. First of all, the things hidden in the darkness. The thoughts, the attitudes to people. Those are all in the darkness inside. Nobody can see your thoughts. Nobody can see your attitudes. The Lord is going to bring it into the light. And the other thing the Lord is going to bring into the light is the motives which are inside men's hearts. And not a word is said about anything else. There's no need to bring to light the things you did on the outside. Everybody could see it. But the hidden, the things in darkness, the thoughts. I know that when I stand before the Lord, this is what's going to happen. Let me picture to you. Here I'm standing before the Lord. And supposing there's a video screen. And the Lord will say, now I'm going to show all of you the thoughts that went through Zach's mind from the time he was born again. All the life before born again is all blotted out. From the time he was born again. Well, you all saw his external life. You saw him in the pulpit and all that. But I want you to see his thoughts, what he was thinking about. What were he thinking about when he was by himself? Here, look at the screen. You can see his thoughts. And I'll show you now his attitudes he had to different people. Look at his attitudes towards his enemies, towards his friends, towards his wife, towards others. See those attitudes. And then I'll show you the motives in his heart. Why he preached, why he did certain things. Here's the motives. I believe it with all my heart. It's going to happen. I don't have the slightest doubt. That's the question paper that's been given to me. This is the thing I'm going to be examined in the final day. Now, if tomorrow you've got a physics examination and you're not going to have any examination in English literature, are you going to study literature? I wouldn't. If I have to got a physics examination, that's what I'm majoring in, I wouldn't be studying English literature. I'd be studying physics. Don't you think it's a crazy person who knows that it's physics, the examinations, all the papers are going to be in physics, and he's studying English. He say, are you off your head or what? It's exactly that's what I say about Christians who know that the Bible says what God is going to judge is all your thoughts, all your attitudes, all your motives, and you spend your time trying to have a good testimony before men. You spend your time trying to show off your Bible knowledge. You're like that crazy guy who's studying English when there's a physics examination coming up. Most Christians are crazy. They're studying for the wrong examination. How many of you can honestly say that you're more concerned about your thoughts, your attitudes, your motives, than what people think about you, than the impression you're giving to other people? You are an inward type of Christian. And that's the type of Christian who recognizes that God looks at the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance, God looks at the heart. And an out external type of Christian is living before man's face. An inward type of Christian is living before God's face. Now I'll tell you the blessing that comes when you are this inward type of Christian. When an external type of Christian reads the Bible, searches the scriptures, you know what he sees in Jesus? He sees Jesus, but he will see only the external life of Jesus. He did miracles, he fed the 5,000, he preached like this and he did that and he went here and went there and Jesus raised it. And you have multitudes of Christians saying, we must do what Jesus did. For them to walk as Jesus walked means you've got to raise the dead and heal the sick and feed the multitudes and care for the lepers and all that. That's great. But the internal type of Christian, you know what the Holy Spirit shows him? Shows him the inner life of Jesus. The external Christian sees the external life of Jesus and gets occupied with all these things. And the internal type of Christian sees the inner life of Jesus and the Holy Spirit shows him how Jesus' attitudes, for example, he shows him, I'm telling you what the Holy Spirit shown me. Because I've longed to be this inner type of Christian. I want to prepare for my final examination. I don't want to study for subjects that are not coming in the final examination. I'm not that crazy, stupid person. I know what is coming in the final examination. The question paper has been given to me, and I'm preparing for that. I know that inner life is more important. And the Holy Spirit shows me the inner life of Jesus, starting from the time he left heaven. And when, as I told you, the Holy Spirit shows me that inner life and then wants to make me like him. That's the best part of it. Otherwise, I'd get frustrated. So what is the thing he shows me first of all? Why did Jesus come from heaven to this earth? That's the first thing the Holy Spirit shows me. He had all the comforts of heaven. There was no need for him to come to this earth. The only reason he came was because he saw that other people did not have the life he had. That wonderful fellowship with God, in whose presence is fullness of joy. And there are pleasures in heaven greater than the best pleasure you can get with food, the best pleasure you think you can get with sex, even legitimate sex with your wife. A million times better than that are the pleasures of the right hand of the Father. You haven't tasted it? If you think sexual pleasure is the greatest thing in life, you're an external type of Christian. There are pleasures at the right hand of God which far exceed any pleasure on this earth. Have you tasted some of it? Have you tasted the pleasure of fellowship with God? Of worshiping God? The internal type of Christian gets it. The external type of Christian is only interested in God giving me a better house or healing my sickness or giving me a job or giving me a pretty wife or things like that. These are external type of Christians. I'm not here to judge them. God bless them. I hope God blesses them. But I know what the final examination is going to be. And I say, I've often said in CFC, if you will listen to the word that you hear in CFC, you will get 100% in the final examination. We prepare you just like these training courses prepare people for medical entrance and IIT and all intensive study. If you go through the intensive courses we teach in CFC, you'll be prepared for that final examination and you'll get 100%.